This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. First, it was the uproar over the elections in Iran last summer that gave Twitter some new and unexpected credibility as a vehicle for making and monitoring news. Now, Paul Earl with the U.S. Geological Survey's Earthquake Information Center in Golden, Colorado, says they're developing tools to use Twitter messages, tweets, to learn about significant quakes almost as soon as they happen.
There's an information gap between when the earthquake occurs and when the scientifically derived information is available. And that ranges from 2 to 20 minutes, depending where in the world the earthquake occurs. Currently, we are downloading tweets that have the word earthquake or its equivalent in Spanish and Indonesian, geocoding them or determining where they come from and putting them in a database. Then when we get an earthquake trigger, we grab the tweets that occurred after that earthquake. Now we have location, magnitude information, and short first-hand accounts of what people experienced during the earthquake.
One benefit of this, Earl adds, is a quick, if informal, indicator of the strength of the tremor.
Immediately after an earthquake, you're trying to figure out what's going on and the potential impact of an earthquake. And if you have, let's say, a magnitude 3 in California, all those responses should say something like mild shaking or was that an earthquake or a truck going by. And it gives me as a responder an initial heads up that everything's kind of making sense. It also gives an immediate indication of the interest in an earthquake.
Tweets will never replace seismographs for precisely measuring earthquakes, but they can help define the area that has been affected by one.
You're never going to be able to get an exact location from the tweets, but what we're experimenting with now is to get a very rough idea of the felt area of the earthquake. And so if you plot the tweets that come up immediately after the earthquake, you can actually get a rough estimate of the felt area of this earthquake.
Perhaps surprisingly, Earl says the widespread use of Twitter can enable the USGS to monitor earthquake activity in most parts of the world.
As a global case, there's regions in the world that people don't tweet, and in these regions it won't be of use. But we've seen a pretty big response from South America and Indonesian so far by monitoring the equivalent word in those languages. It's a lot more global than I originally thought it would be.
The program is still in its infancy now, Earl says, but he can foresee using Twitter to indirectly detect earthquakes in far-flung locations where there is little or no seismic measuring instrumentation.
Where we're going with the system is if we can actually detect earthquakes from an increase in tweets, because in some regions of the world that are sparsely instrumented, it takes time to locate the earthquake, whereas the tweets start coming in immediately after the earthquake, so we would get an indication that an earthquake has occurred. So as a separate note, what we're looking at in the future is moving towards distributing our scientifically based information via Twitter.
That would bring the information full circle, allowing the Geological Survey to also tweet what it learns about new earthquakes within minutes of when they happen. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.